I'm requiring your mercy for this presentation because somehow we got crisscrossed. Is it all right? Well, you can't say no now. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Maharaji. I'm hearing that you have a new book of Bhakti Chitta Maharaj. Is this correct? May I beg for a copy? Good. Good. So, Hari Bol, I would request you all to come a little bit further into the tent. I think more devotees will come.
Bhaktarudi.
Kannst du das mitnehmen und ja. Das ist so viel Arbeit, sich so ein riesen Video anzuschauen. Und dann hat man das einmal, weißt du, das kann man für viele Dinge benutzen. Das kannst du dir Shamarash geben, der kann das benutzen. Und ich habe schon mit ihm gesprochen, dass das ist, das kann man für viele Zwecke benutzen.
Good. Ojashvi? Can we give a microphone to Ojashvi, please? Deya Dadamatava Kunya Bihadi Matava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Vallava Giri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Sudanandana Braja Janarandana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Pirana Vajela Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Listen, my dear devotees, as we hear the fascinating story of losing all fears.
Слушайте, драги мої бхакти, ову фасцинантну притчу о губитку всіх страха.
Listen very carefully, because you also might lose all your fears.
Слушайте яко пажливо, як ще й ви можете згубити все ваші страхи.
The son of Shrivastaku was totally dead. There was not even a sesame seed of life in his body.
Син Шивасатакура бил потпуно мертв. У нему не било ни трунки живота.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that the son had left the body during the kirtan, he went to the boy and asked.
Коли господин Чайтанья чув, да є дечок напустив тіло усред киртана, дошов до нього і питав.
Child, why did you leave Shrivastaku, your father, and go away?
Дете, зашто си напустив Шривастакуру, свого отца, и отишав?
Listen what happened then.
Слушайте, што се тада догодило.
The soul returned back into the body of the dead child, and through the mouth of this body, he began to speak.
Душа се вратила у тело мертвог дитета и кроз уста тела почала говорити.
O Lord, by mere disappearing and then calling me back, you teach the world that we are not the body.
Мой господине, тиме што си ме позвал натраг у тело, показав си свима да нисмо ово тело.
My dear Lord, you have a spiritual potency, and this potency manifests in three ways.
Dragi moj gospodine, ti imaš duhovnu moć koja se očituje na tri načina.
It manifests at the blissful spiritual world.
Očituje se u blaženom duhovnom svijetu.
It manifests at the dark shadow in reality, the material world of birth and death.
Očituje se u tamnoj sjeni realnosti materijalnog svijeta rođenja i smrti.
And when your shakti, your spiritual shakti, becomes the jiva shakti, you manifest the multitude of individual souls who are tiny particles of spiritual effulgence situated on the border of these two worlds.
A kada se tvoja shakti očituje kao jiva shakti, ona se očituje u obliku bezbrojnih živih bića koje postoje na granici ta dva svijeta.
My dear Lord, I understand now that with your material potency you have manifested the prison house of this material world in which I am captured.
Dragi moj gospodine, svačam da si svojom materijalnom moći ti očitovao ovaj materijalni zatvor u kojem sam ja sada zarobljen.
I am one of these rebellious souls who have turned away their faces from you and have awakened in the dream of the prison.
Ja sam jedna od tih buntovnih duša koja je okrenula svoje lice od tebe i probudila se u ovom zatvoru.
We step one step back now.
Sada idemo jedan korak unazad.
Here is the lila.
Ovdje je lila.
That's where you are situated.
Tu se vi nalazite.
And here's Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
A ovdje je Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He sees how the soul has re-entered the body and spoken words of truth.
On vidi kako se duša vratila u tijelo i progovorila riječi istine.
And he says, my Lord, I have also committed offenses and turned away from you. Now I'm also in the prison house of the material world.
On kaže, moj gospodine, ja sam počinio uvrede i odvojio se od tebe i sada se ja nalazim u ovom zatvoru materijalnog svijeta.
My dear Lord, if I can only turn back to you.
Dragi moj gospodine, da ti se barem mogu ponovno okrenuti.
In the light of your beautiful form, I will see the spiritual reality.
U svijetlu tvog prekrasnog oblika ja ću vidjeti duhovnu realnost.
You are Nanda Nandana.
Ti si Nanda Nandana.
The son of Maharaj Nanda.
Sin Maharaja Nande.
You are engaged in eternal playful pastimes in Vrindavan.
Ti si uključen u vječne, razigrane zabave u Vrindavani.
Why have I turned away from you?
Zašto sam se okrenuo od tebe?
Now I will sing your song.
Sada ću pjevati tvoju pjesmu.
The song of Sri Nanda Nandana.
Pjesmu Sri Nanda Nandana.
And turn back to you.
I ponovno ti se okrenuti.
Please take me.
Molim te, uzmi me.
Sucharuak tramandalam, sukarnaratna kundalam, suchachitanga chandalam, namami nandanandana. Sudirganetra pankajam, sikhisikandamu. Ananga koti mokhara namami
Namami nandana nandana.
Namami Nandana Nandana Namami Nandana Nandana Namami Nandana Nandana Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
And the boy continued to talk.
I dječak je nastavio govoriti.
Imagine all of a sudden our Virachanda would die being called by the snake of time.
Zamislite da naš Virachandra sada umre pozvan od zmije vremena.
His glasses would fall to the ground and his breath would leave him.
Naočale bi mu pale na tlo, a dah bi ga napustio.
Imagine at that time, a devotee would come and say, why have you left us before it's your time? And in the midst of the summer camp, Virachandra, that is not a style.
Zamislite da neki bakta dođe i kaže mu, pa zašto si nas napustio usred ljetnog kampa? To nije baš u dobrom stilu.
And after he was 6 hours or 9 hours out of the body, he would return with news from what he has seen when he had left the body.
I nakon što bi 6 do 8 sati bio izvan tijela, vratio bi se svijestima onoga što je vidio kada je bio izvan njega.
In the Vedic scriptures you often have souls who return with news of the afterlife.
U vesnim spisima često nalazimo primjere duša koje su se vratile iz onostranog života.
These narrations are given in order to convince us that we are not the body, and to lose this life is only one of the stations of our journey through eternal time.
Te su priče namijenjene tome da nas uvjere kako nismo ovo tijelo i da je smrt samo jedan od prijelaza u mnogima koje smo proživjeli.
I remember when I saw my own spiritual master Srila Prabhupada for the last time before he left this body. He asked us, so have you understood our philosophy?
Sjećam se kada sam vidio našeg duhovnog učitelja Šrila Prabhupadu posljednji puta prije nego je napustio tijelo, on nas je pogledao i rekao, i jeste li razumjeli filozofiju?
Death had already written on his face and he looked different from what he used to look.
Smrt je već ostavila znak na njegovom licu i izgledao je drugačije nego što je inače izgledao.
And as we felt his eyes resting on us, we felt this question pressuring with the weight of the Himalayan mountain on our consciousness. Have you understood our philosophy?
I dok nas je on tako promatrao, osjetili smo se kao da težina Himalaja sjedi na našoj svjesnosti i da nas pita, dakle, jeste li razumjeli našu filozofiju?
We gave many answers, but he was not satisfied with any of them.
Dali smo mnoge odgovore, no on nije bio zadovoljan niti sa jednim od njih.
Finally, he gave the answer himself.
Konačno je sam dao odgovor.
And as he spoke, we already felt that he has stepped with one foot through the door of life, and he looked back as he was standing on the threshold and said his answer.
I već smo mogli vidjeti da on jednom nogom već stupio na drugi kraj. I dok je tako, dok se nalazi u tom stanju, on je dao taj odgovor.
First you have to understand that life is eternal.
Najprije morate shvatiti da je život vječan.
I heard this with my own eyes. No, ears.
To sam čuo vlastitim ušima.
And now I can understand what the boy is saying, who speaks again through the mouth of that dead person.
I sada mogu shvatiti što je taj dječak koji je govorio kroz usta mrtve osobe govorio.
He addresses the Lord who stands before him as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Obratio se gospodinu koji je stajao pred njim kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he says, when I became independent of you, my Lord, I felt my heart became attracted to Maya.
I rekao je, kada sam postao neovisno od tebe, moj gospodine, osjetio sam da mi je srce bilo privučeno Majom.
I have renounced my original spiritual nature and as a result I fell into Maya's prison in the world of five elements.
Odrekao sam se svoje izvorne duhovne prirode i kao rezultat toga pao sam u Majin zatvor koji se sastoji od pet materijalnih elemenata.
And I was bound on the wheel of karma.
I svezan sam na kotač karme.
And I am turning on this wheel through the material world and I am so tired of it.
I okrećem se na tome kotaču kroz materijalni svijet i tako sam umoran od toga.
Then the boy became very serious.
Tada je dječak postao jako ozbiljan.
I must now leave.
Sada moram otići.
Pulled by my fate, I have no power to stay on.
Vučen svojim sudbinom, nemam moć da ostanem.
Your will, my dear Mahaprabhu, is very powerful.
Tvoja volja, moj dragi Mahaprabhu, jako je moćna.
My will is very weak.
Moja volja jako slaba.
I am only an individual soul.
Ja sam samo individualna duša.
I have nothing.
Ja nemam ništa.
I have to go now, I have to leave.
Moram otići sada, moram ići.
I remember I was once a demigod.
Sjećam se da sam jednom bio polubog.
Then I fell down on the ground and became a demon.
Tada sam pao na tlo i postao demon.
I was an animal.
Bio sam životinja.
A bird.
Ptica.
An insect.
Kukac.
A worm.
Crv.
I lived in the heavens.
Živio sam na nebu.
I lived and had my houses in hell.
Imao sam svoje kuće i živio sam u paklu.
I was mad with my desire for temporary things.
Bio sam lud od svoje želje za privremenim stvarima.
I don't know, but somewhere I did something good and I was born in the house of Srivastago as his son.
No, ne znam, ali nekim čudom sam napravio nešto dobro i rodio se u kući Srivastakure kao njegov sin.
And I could see your lotus feet and touch them.
I mogao sam vidjeti tvoje lotusova stopala i dotaknuti ih.
Whenever I died, I suffered so much.
Kad god bih umro, patio sam toliko.
But this time I heard your kirtan.
No, ovaj puta sam čuo tvoj kirtan.
And I am so happy.
I tako sam sretan.
I only have one desire.
Imam samo jednu želju.
If by your arrangements I have to take birth again in this world, then I wish that I will remember with love your lotus feet.
Ako se po tvojem uređenju moram ponovno roditi u ovome svijetu, nadam se da želim samo da te se mogu sjećati živo za životom.
When the boy became silent, the family of Srivastakur felt that all their unhappiness and grief left their hearts.
Kada je dječak zašutio, obitelj Srivastakure osjetila je da sva nesreća i tuga nestala iz njihovih srca.
They became plunged in bliss.
Oni su bili uronjeni u blaženstvo.
There was a joyous festival.
Došlo je do radosnog festivala.
With a lot of music.
S mnogo glazbe.
One soul had returned back home, back to Godhead.
Jedna se duša vratila kući i nazad Bogu.
There was music and dancing.
Došlo je do glazbe i plesa.
Death was no longer something terrible.
Smrt više nije bila nešto užasno.
It was something joyous.
Bila je nešto radosno.
It was full, it was a festival of life.
To je bio festival života.
My dear devotees, when great souls die, it is a festival.
Dragi moji bakte, kada velike duše umru, to je festival.
A festival of mixed tears and mixed emotions of bliss.
Festival pomiješanih emocija, tuge i blaženstva.
Thank you.
Yes, even death loses his terrifying, fearful face in the light of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
Da, čak I smrt gubi svoje zastrašujuće lice u svjetlu zabava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw how Sri Vastaku was laughing and celebrating that his son had returned back to Godhead, he became emotional.
Kada je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vidio da Sri Vastakur slavi odlazak njegovog svog sina, osjetio je emocije.
Shrivas, Lord Chaitanya said, "You are my servant, bound by love for you. I have come into this world only out of love for you."
Shrivas, rekao je gospodin Chaitanya, ti si moj sluga I vezan tvojom ljubavlju prema meni, ja sam došao u ovaj svijet.
You are never shackled by Maya.
Tebe nikada ne zarobljava Maya.
Even if you stay in this world, you are free.
Čak I ako ostaneš u ovome svijetu, ti si slobodan.
I am bound by love to you.
Ja sam vezan ljubavlju prema tebi.
Even if you lose all your sons, don't worry. I and Nityananda are your eternal sons. I promise this. This is the truth.
Čak I ako izgubiš sve svoje sinove, ja I Nityananda postaćemo tvoji sinovi. To ti obećajem I to je istina.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks with words full of emotion.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur progovara riječima punim emocija.
O Shrivas, bless me to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
O Shrivas, blagoslovi me da dostignem lotusova stopala gospodina Chaitanya.
What kind of ecstatic love suddenly came in Shrivas' home?
Kakva je to zanosna ljubav odjednom došla u Shrivasin dom?
There was a great battle of conflicting emotions.
Došlo je do velike bitke pomiješanih emocija.
There was weeping filled with ecstatic love for Krishna.
Došlo je do jecanja pomiješanog sa zanosnom ljubavlju prema Krišni.
The devotees rolled in the dust before Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
Bhakti su se valjali u prašini pred lotusovim stopalima gospodina Chaitanya.
Their voices broke with emotions and they said,
njihovi glasovi bili su puni emocije I rekli su,
O master of our lives,
o gospodaru naših života,
O master of our lives,
o gospodaru naših života,
we pray,
molimo se,
let misery come,
neka nedaće dođu,
as long as we have attachment to your feet,
sve dok smo vezani za tvoja stopala,
we will grow stronger by them.
Mi ćemo postajati jači.
My dear devotees,
dragi moji bhakte,
there are no miseries.
Ne postoje nedaće.
You only experience in your illusory perception the false dream of misery when you forget Krishna.
Vi samo iskušavate u svojoj iluzornoj percepciji lažnu sliku bijeda.
When you have remembrance of Krishna, your misery stops.
Kada se sjećate Krishne, vaše patnje nestaju.
Let me tell you from my own example.
Reći ću vam iz svog vlastitog primjera.
A few months ago, I was lying in a hospital bed.
Prije nekoliko mjeseci ležao sam u bolnici.
I had needles in every vein of my body.
U svakoj veni moga tijela nalazile su se igle.
My breathing was becoming flatter and flatter, and I knew this is a time when I could leave.
Moje disanje bilo sve pliče I pliče I znao sam da je došlo vrijeme kada bih mogao otići.
The nervousness in the body became so intense that I didn't know in which direction I could lie.
Uznemirenost u mojem tijelu bila je toliko intenzivna da nisam znao gdje bih mogao kako da ležim.
And I couldn't take painkillers because the painkillers would press down the medicine which was needed to bring down the inflammation which was raging like a wildfire in my body.
A nisam mogao uzimati lijekove protiv bolova zato što bi oni stvorili kontraefekt protiv lijekova koji su bili potrebni da smanje upalu koja je bila u mojem tijelu.
And I saw the tunnel.
I vidio sam tunel.
And I moved very fast into the tunnel which takes people out of this world.
Jako sam se brzo kretao prema tome tunelu koji odvodi ljude iz ovog svijeta.
I didn't want to ask Krishna to save me, because after all he had arranged the hospital bed and the inflammation for me.
Nisam želio tražiti Krišnu da me spasi, jer je napokon on uredio taj bolnički krevet i tu upalu.
I just said, okay, please let me not forget you now. This is the test, my test.
Samo sam rekao, molim te, nemoj da te zaboravim, ovo je moj test.
And as I raced through the tunnel and entered a brilliant light of Krishna's mercy, I had a realization which I would like to share with you.
I dok sam brzao kroz taj tunel i vidio svjetlost Krišne milosti, imao sam jednu spoznaju koju bih želio podijeliti sa vama.
I looked back into the hospital bed somewhere in a town in Germany called Pforzheim, which sounds like passing bad air.
I vidio sam bolnički krevet u jednom njemačkom gradu koji se zove Pforzheim.
Pforzheim. And I could see my body in the hospital bed.
I mogao sam vidjeti svoje tijelo u krevetu.
It was bent like a worm.
Bilo je savijeno poput crva.
Bent by pain.
Savijeno zbog boli.
It was wet from the sweat and the tears.
Bilo je mokro od znoja i suza.
And I understood there is no problem.
I shvatio sam da nema problema.
I am now embraced by the light of Krishna's mercy.
Sada me grli svjetlost Krišnine milosti.
Where is the problem?
Gdje je problem?
Where is the problem of a death?
Gdje je problem u smrti?
Where is the problem of an uncontrolled mind?
Gdje je problem neobuzdanog uma?
Where is even the problem of the dentist?
Gdje je čak i problem zubara?
I'm eternal soul.
Ja sam vječna duša.
As long as I can remain in the embrace of my Lord, no problem.
Sve dok ostajem u zagrljaju, sve dok mogu ostati u zagrljaju svog gospodina, nemam nikakvih problema.
Therefore the devotees pray to Lord Chaitanya, whether it brings calamity or good fortune, any day when we remember you is a good day.
I stoga su se bakte molili gospodinu Čajtanji, bez obzira da li donosi sreću ili nesrišu, svaki dan kada te se sjećamo je sretan, dobar dan.
O Lord Krishna, any day when we do not remember you is a miserable day.
O gospodine Krishna, svaki dan kada se ne sjećamo je bjedan dan.
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who dearly loves his devotees, took the dead body of Shiva's son in his arms and began to dance a dance of love.
Tada je gospodin Čajtanja, koji neizmjerno voli svoje bakte, uzeo tijelo Šivasinog sina i počeo plesati ples ljubavi.
He danced together with the devotees to the bank of the Ganga.
Plesao je zajedno s baktama do obala Gange.
And there he performed the last rites.
I tamo je izvršio posljednje obrede.
There was loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Glasno se pjevala Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jai Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Jaya Nadia Bihari Gauranga, Jaya Nadia Bihari Gauranga, Joyo Joy Shachinandana Gaura Hare, Jai Shachinandana Gaura Hare, Jaya Jai Shachinandana Gaura Hare, Jai Shachinandana Gaura Hare, Go Premanandi Hari Bole. And then a miracle happened.
A tada se dogodilo čudo.
This miracle had happened two times.
To se čudo dogodilo dva puta.
Once, when a Brahmana took his bath in the river Ganga, he saw on the bank of the Ganga a little boy dancing, a golden boy.
Jednom, kada se Brahmana kupao u rijeci Gange, na njezinoj obali vidio je dječaka kako pleše, a bio je to zlatni dječak.
And whenever he came close to the Ganga came out of her riverbed to touch his lotus feet.
I svaki put kad bi se približio Gangi, ona bi izašla iz svog korita kako bi dotakla njegovo stopalo.
And then when he went away, the Ganga went back in her riverbed.
Kada bi se odmaknuo, Ganga bi se povukla.
This time there was a Brahmana who was trying to chant his Gayatri mantra, but the water came and then he went down again.
Taj Brahmana pokušavao mantrati svoju Gayatri mantru, a voda bi se neprestano dizala i padala.
How could he concentrate for even a moment in time when the Ganga was always coming up and down?
Kako se mogao i na trenutak usredotočiti kad je Ganga stalno spadala i uzdizala se?
All of a sudden there was a noise in the Ganga.
Odjednom se iz Gange začuo zvuk.
And he saw two big dolphins.
Vidio je dva velika delfina.
Which pulled a chariot out of the Ganga.
Koji su iz Gange vukli kočiju.
On the top of the chariot there was a beautiful woman dressed in a zari, the color of moonlight.
A na vrhu kočije nalazila se žena obučena u sari boje mjesečine.
This woman got down from the chariot and offered prayers to the little wild boy.
Ta je žena sišla s kočije i odala molitve, ponudila molitve tom divljem dječaku.
A Brahmana heard how this lady said, "Oh, in your previous incarnation, you gave mercy to my sister Yamuna. You were called Damoda Krishna."
I Brahmana je čuo kako je ta žena rekla, u svojoj prijašnjoj inkarnaciji ti si dao milost mojoj sestri Yamuni, kada si se pojavio kao Damodar Krishna.
But in this incarnation you are Gauranga, please bathe in my waters.
Ali u ovoj inkarnaciji ti si Gauranga, molim te kupaj se u mojim vodama.
Lord Chaitanya did exactly that.
Gospodin Chaitanya je upravo to i učinio.
Carrying the dead boy in his arms, he placed him in the water of the Ganga.
Noseći mrtvog dječaka na svojim rukama, stavio ga je u Gangine vode.
At that moment, there was again the sound of Ganga.
U tom se trenutku ponovno začuo Gangin zvuk.
And the beautiful goddess Ganga rose out from the water.
A prekrasna božica Ganga izlašla iz vode.
Ganga Mai touched Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and then held the boy as she trembled in ecstatic love.
Ganga je dodakla lotusova stopala gospodina Chaitanya, zatim uzela tijelo dječaka dok se tresla u zanosnoj ljubavi.
As she was waving the body of the boy in the Ganga water, she was in ecstatic love.
I dok je nihala dječakovo tijelo u Ganginim vodama, osjetila je zanosnu ljubav.
The devotees could see how the demigods were coming from the heavenly planets and showering this loving cremation scene with flowers.
Bhakti su mogli vidjeti kako polubogovi silaze i obasipaju to mjesto sa cvijećem.
And as they watched Lord Chaitanya and Gangamai bathing this boy, they also bathed the ground with tears of ecstatic love.
I dok su promantrali kako gospodin Chaitanya i Ganga Mai kupaju tog dječaka, oni su isto tako kupali tlo sa suzama zanosne ljubavi.
After this, the devotees returned home with moved hearts.
Nakon toga, bhakti su se vratili kući dotaknutog srca.
My dear devotees,
dragi moji bhakte,
whenever the next time someone dies,
kada sljedeći puta netko umre,
remember this story.
Sjetite se ove priče.
When grief overwhelms you,
kada vas tuga obuzme,
when you feel that the world doesn't make any sense any longer in the absence of the beloved person who has left the body.
Kada osjećate da život više nema smisla u odsustvu voljene osobe koja je napustila tijelo.
Read the Shoka Shatana, the song which drives away all grief.
Čitate Shoka Shatanu, pjesmu koja oduzima svu patnju.
It is my sincere request that you get copies from Nityananda Kari from about this song.
Moja iskrena zamolba da na neki način dođete do sabratite Nityananda Kari da dobijete kopiju ove pjesme.
It's a wonderful glorification of the eternality of the soul.
To je prekrasan način na koji se slavi vječnost duše.
As a devotee you do not need to fear death.
Kao bhakte vi se ne morate bojati smrti.
You only need to fear forgetfulness of Krishna.
Trebate se bojati samo zaborava na Krishna.
Someone who forgets Krishna is spiritually dead.
Onaj tko zaboravi Krishnu, duhovno je mrtav.
Someone who remembers Krishna is spiritually alive.
A onaj tko ga se sjeća, duhovno je živ.
Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupada Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Astuto Satasi Simati Stivayengre Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Vakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Si Si Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So we have come to the end of our presentation. Now I will request you to all leave the tent except for a few devotees whose name I will say.
Sada vas molim da svi izađete
iz šatora.
Osim onih baktam čije ću imena sada reći.
You have almost an hour to 8:15. Please be on time.
Imate gotovo sat vremena. Molim vas budite na vrijeme, znači u 8:15.
You have to be on time because at the beginning of this year's Nam Yagya, we will all go into the Ganga and take a bath together with our clothes on.
Morate doći na početak ove Nama Yagye, zato što ćemo ove godine se okupati u Gangi u našoj trenutnoj odjeći.
So we cannot wait for anyone. We will just enter the Ganga and start to swim. And when you come late, you will stand on the banks. And we will say hello.
Stoga ne možete kasniti, nećemo na nikoga čekati, već ćemo ući u Gangu kupati se i mahati vam dok vi stojite na obali.
So Ojashvi has to stay, Dira Mati if she's here. And myself and the technical crew and Urmila. The rest of you please come back at 8:15. Yes, 8:15. Hare Krishna.